For too long, the fertility market has been bewildering, overwhelming, and frankly, I think has downright ignored the needs and difficult experiences of the people they're supposed to be serving. Ovum has made it their mission to change this completely. Now, I am extremely choosy about who I promote on this podcast because I'm very protective of my listeners and audience, which is why you've probably only ever heard one spoken ad like this before. So it's with complete confidence, excitement, and pride that I can share this amazing company with you. Ovum care about you, truly. From creating products to support conception and fertility that are designed by doctors and backed by the latest science without cutting any corners, from adding access to meditations I've personally written and recorded inside their pregnancy test boxes, Ovum is founded by individuals who've navigated infertility themselves. I really couldn't be more proud to partner with them and tell you about them. Ovum is driven by the belief that everyone who is trying to conceive deserves better, and I am 100% behind this ethos. So head over to startwithovum.com and use code LIFERAFT10 for 10% off their tests and supplements.
Look, Bumble knows you're exhausted by dating. All the, must not take yourself too seriously, and 6-1 since that matters, and what do I even say other than, hey? Well, that's why they're introducing an all-new Bumble, with exciting features to make compatibility easier, starting the chat better, and dating safer. They've changed, so you don't have to. Download the new Bumble now.
Hello and welcome to Fertility Life Raft with me, Alice Rose. This podcast is for you if you find yourself longing for a baby and then finding that the path to bringing them home is not easy. It's for you if you've had enough of feeling like you're losing sight of yourself, because that's how I felt too. And it's also for you if you're supporting someone going through this and want to understand a little bit more. So, welcome to a totally safe space, honest conversation, real and raw stories shared, and a little bit of topical stuff too, because I really believe it's not all down to you to get through this. The world needs to catch up too. Hello everyone, welcome to this first bite-sized episode of my podcast. And this is coming to you because I get asked so many questions through Instagram and through my community, in my membership, in the Life Raft, and just everywhere. And a lot of them are often quite similar, or I will respond with quite similar replies. And I just thought, you know, my mission here is to just try to sort of impact as many people as I can in the most accessible way possible. So I thought, how can I do this? And I thought, well, I'll take a question and I'm just going to give you a kind of potted answer, which I hope will be really inspiring for you to then, you know, let it kind of marinate, let it sink in, let it be something that you get curious about to then go and explore in your own way and to take it on. And I would love, love, love to hear how it sounds to you, and if it's helpful for you. So definitely let me know. You know where I am, you know I'm on Instagram, this is Alice Rose, so always come and find me there. Drop me a line, alice@thisisalicerose.com, and go to my website, thisisalicerose.com, for resources as well to take this further, to really apply all of this stuff to your own life so that you can really start feeling some real, you know, deep shifts about how you're managing day to day with everything that's going on. All right, so a question that I get asked all the time that I thought I'd kick this little bite-sized series off with is this one: how to stay positive and realistic at the same time. And I get this question kind of, yeah, all of the time from people who have been through all kinds of different stuff. So whether it's that they've been through lots of rounds of treatment that haven't yet ended up with a positive test, or that they've maybe been through a recurrent loss, or maybe they haven't had any treatment, but they just really are losing hope that they're going to be able to conceive naturally without any intervention. You know, so many ways that this comes up. And what I've realized over time, I've actually come up with my own little phrase, which I think is really helpful, and that I use all of the time whenever, you know, I have my own kind of life challenge, which is coming up. And it really is really like a benchmark and something to hang on to, like a proper kind of anchor idea that you can use all of the time. And I call this the positivity balance. And this is something that we explore in my course, actually, in Reclaim. We do a whole lesson on this, and there's lots of supporting stuff that we can use to really take us on another level to explore the idea of the positivity balance. But I'm going to tell you a little bit about it here right now. So this episode is going to just take you through how we can stop worrying about being positive all the time, because that is absolutely something that I thought I had to do. I felt like I couldn't have any negative thought whatsoever, because it might impact the chances of something working, or it might attract negativity to me, or, you know, insert your own kind of mind game that you want to use there. But that was where I was. I thought that I only had to be positive all the time. We're going to look at how you can stop deliberately choosing negative thoughts, because that's the other way, and that lots of people do is that they think, well, if I just believe that this is just not going to happen, then I won't, you know, I'll protect myself, and it's a self-protection. I'm just going to think the worst, pretty much, so that I am prepared. That's another thing that we're going to talk about. And then I'm going to share with you how I feel that anyone, absolutely anyone, can actually stay truly positive always, completely, effortlessly, and it isn't what you think. So let me start with the idea that we need to be positive all the time. This is total, like, toxic positivity. This is not real. This is not truthful. It is not possible to be a human, having a human experience on planet Earth, and only to be positive. So, you know, when you see kind of inspirational, motivational quotes that say, just be happy, think positive thoughts, etc., etc., yes, we can take some of that in to a certain extent, but we cannot be positive all the time. This does not allow the space to be truthful. And what we're always looking for is how we can feel more aligned with who we are, because once we're actually in alignment with ourselves, then we're going to be able to process anything that comes up naturally anyway. So it's not a gentle way to be, you know, like if we're only thinking we must have positive thoughts, this is a forced mindset. This isn't a gentle and truthful mindset. This is one where we're actually, you know, laying on something on top of, you know, probably what might be quite a traumatic, scary, anxious time. And actually what is much more helpful is, I'm going to come on to in a moment, but how to stop worrying about being positive all the time is understanding that by doing so, we are, totally ignoring all of the other spectra of beautiful, messy emotions that we as humans are here to experience. We are here to allow, and what we must allow. Let's talk about the other side. So if you're thinking, no, that's not me, I am much more the kind of person who would rather say, okay, I'm going to just imagine the worst case scenario, because if I do, then I'm much more prepared. So I'm just going to kind of think, you know, negatively, really. And then that way I'm going to be able to cope if things don't work out in the way that I hope that they will. This doesn't work either. Okay, so if we are only allowing ourselves to think that this isn't going to happen, we also keep ourselves trapped in a kind of forced cage where we're just not allowing the truth. And also what then becomes real is that this kind of negative energy, this negative mindset, thought process ripples down into the rest of your life. So everything just becomes a bit sluggish and slow and blech. You know, when you're just feeling a bit down, it's really hard to feel energized or motivated or excited about anything in your life if you're keeping yourself in a negative mindset to protect yourself from the pain if things don't work out. So it's, again, it's not allowing the truth of what's going on internally, externally, anywhere, when you're only allowing yourself to think negative thoughts. So those are the two kind of extremes, the positive only, the negative only. And you might be somewhere in between and thinking, okay, but how do I actually manage to, you know, allow some positivity to come in while also honouring the fear and honouring the anxiety and the overwhelm and the really, you know, real statistics that are out there for what may or may not happen on this round or cycle or whatever it is that you're potentially going through right now. So what happens is that we come to the idea of the positivity balance, and the positivity balance is where we actually release and surrender the need to control how we feel. And we understand that by releasing that need to control how we feel and actually just allowing how we feel to be there without judgment, without shame, without guilt, this is how we end up feeling completely in line with actually what's going on day to day. And it doesn't mean that we have to stay there. It doesn't mean that if fear comes up, if overwhelm comes up, or if anxiety comes up, it doesn't mean that we have to stay there in it forever. What actually it does is allow that to pass much more quickly. You will have heard the phrase, "This too shall pass." If you want something to pass through, so I'm talking about an emotion here, not anything else. If you want a fear-based thought to dissipate and dissolve, and for it to be replaced with a more gentle, self-compassionate, powerful, empowering thought and feeling, we have got to let it process. We've got to let it flow through us. And we can't do that if we're not holding the space for it. So when we come into the idea of the positivity balance, and we understand that actually by almost sometimes replacing the word positive just with truthful, this takes off like this massive layer of pressure, and we can just allow ourselves to be truthful. And this then lets us be effortlessly positive all the time. So that actually we don't need to force anything. You know, if anxiety comes up, that's okay. We just begin to get quite conscious and mindful and quite good at going, okay, my anxiety's here. What can I do? How can I manage this? Where do I get my support? Where is my support system? And we take it from there. And then by almost like welcoming them in and welcoming in those feelings of fear and going, okay, so fear's here. What do I need when I'm scared? I probably need some comfort. I probably need some self-soothing. Where can I get that right now? Instead of trying to force it away and trying to be like, no, I'm not scared, and putting that brave face on that we all do, don't we? We love to stick on our brave face and, you know, go out there and smile and pretend that we're fine. But then fear is kind of still there, like knocking away, trying to get in. Whereas if we go, okay, yes, I'm scared right now. I'm scared. Then what do? Then we look for how we can reach for those gentle, self-compassionate thoughts instead. Okay, yes, I'm scared, but it's going to be okay. Whatever happens, I'm going to be okay. And sometimes just by reminding ourselves that whatever happens, I am going to be okay. Not that the situation is necessarily okay, because it might be that, you know, we go through incredibly difficult, painful, traumatic events in our life, and that we'll be laden with grief or pain. It's not that that's okay, it's that we can be okay because we can find the support and the love and the self-compassion that we need. So reminding ourselves of this like deep well of self-compassion and autonomy and empowerment that is there inside of us is going to help us to welcome in anything that comes up. Okay, so emotions just are, they're not necessarily bad or good, you know, and anger actually can be a positive thing, you know. So when we flip it around and think, okay, this anger is useful because it's going to help me to motivate me to kind of process what's going on. What can I do with this anger? Maybe I want to sit down and kind of write it all out. Maybe I want to go and scream into a pillow. Maybe I want to just, you know, what is it doing? Like, let it propel you into the next bit of energy. Don't ignore it. Don't pretend it's not there. Don't tell yourself that you're fine when you're not. Truth. That's what we're aiming for. And when we're aligned with that truth, when we're aligning ourselves with the truth of how we're feeling right now, like, how are you feeling? Ask yourself right now, how am I feeling? You know, go and grab a pen and paper, back of the envelope if you don't want to write it in a proper journal, or if that feels a bit overwhelming. And just ask yourself, how am I doing today? Write it down and have a look. And then once we get used to observing how we're feeling, and not being in that thought, not being in that emotion all the time, then we're much better, in a much better place to then go, all right, this is how I'm doing. So therefore, what do I then need next? What do I need? How can I give myself what I need? And also to say, sometimes we don't even know. We don't even know how we're feeling. And that can be okay too. But it's always trying to come at it with this like non-judgmental and self-compassionate mindset, which is something that can be cultivated and nurtured and nourished. So that's the positivity balance. That's what we're leaning towards. This is how we stay effortlessly positive, by removing the idea that positivity has to mean we're smiling all the time, by understanding that positive means truthful, and that truthful means alignment with who we are, what we're going through, and not judging ourselves for the feelings that come up. That is positive. That is where you feel the positivity of it. And it's such a relief. It's such freedom, because then we understand that we can just go through life and allow whatever's coming up to be there. And it's not wrong. It's not bad. It's not normal. It's just that we are human beings on planet Earth having a human experience, but that we can get mindful and conscious of how we can gift ourselves that self-compassion and gift ourselves the idea of non-judgment over whatever is coming up. That's how we stay positive effortlessly while being realistic and truthful. I hope that was helpful. I really do. If it was, please let me know. Share this episode, pop onto Apple Podcasts and leave a review there, Fertility Life Raft, and come and find me on Instagram. This is Alice Rose. I'm always there. Find my website, thisisalicerose.com, where there's lots of resources and downloads for you, very accessible, to keep exploring this stuff and start looking at where we can really get into it, get stuck into this in a real way for you to make lasting changes in your life, now and beyond, with whatever comes up. Take care, and I will see you in the next episode.